feeling like a Friday, I tell you. The weekend so close you can see it, basically. Now you're listening to Radio Life and Style, of course. It's the station where real music lives. And not just great music, but cool people and insightful interviews. And right now, we're towards the end of the month of August, but it's still very much Women's Month. And our raft of women in the spotlights, our Women's Month interviews continue to roll on radio. And right now, introducing you to another dynamic and wave-making woman of the North Coast, and a lady who has been on the station before when we've had a focus on all things to do with eco and sustainability. Well, this is kind of her game, because she is the managing director at 004 Sustainable Solutions. Hunty Plump is in the house with us on a fresh Friday. Hunty, welcome back to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing?
Thank you very much, Mike. Doing very well and really happy to be here. Thank you so much.
So glad to hear that you're doing well. If you're doing well, that means that things are getting more sustainable by the day. And your organization is a multi-award winning, it's got seriously acclaimed operation, 004 Sustainable Solutions. But for those who might only have just heard the name, as I've said it, 004, tell us a little bit about who Hunty Plump is. And what business are you in exactly?
Okay, maybe a little bit of background. I started off my working life in the mining environment in a laboratory where we did routine analysis of water and uranium and gold.
Wow.
And I must say I didn't find that very challenging, because I love to solve challenges, find solutions, different solutions to different problems all of the time. I was fortunate to be transferred to the environmental department, and there I was introduced to the waste management guidelines of all things, and I just fell in love with environmental management.
Wow, so and throwing you right in the deep end there, hey, working in a mining environment, which, as you know, you of all people will know how challenging that space is, especially when it comes to making sure that it's clean and green, hey?
That's true. So, yes, so when we started off there, environmental management was really largely unknown, and women in environmental management was even
unheard of.
Absolutely unheard of. And yes, I just, as I say, fell in love, and 30 years later, I have 004 Sustainable Solutions, and really still love what I'm doing, and that is to solve challenges and improve sustainability.
Awesome. So would you say that moment where you made the switch from getting out of the lab and into the waste management department, was that a defining moment in your life that sort of shaped your career and influenced the path that you're on, or was there another moment that was kind of a bit of a light bulb, a bit of an aha moment?
I really think that was a defining moment in my career. As I say, before that, I was just working routine work, and I just fell in love. That is really the one thing that changed my direction of my life completely, and that eventually led to forming 004 Sustainable Solutions. Yes.
And now 004, how old is this baby of yours? How long has it been going for?
We are almost, next 2 months from now, we're 13 years old.
Wow, teenager.
Yes.
That's amazing. And that in itself is a success story. And by all accounts, it's keeping you very, very busy. How do you balance the demands of your professional career in this dynamic space that you're operating in with having a personal life? And do you have any advice for others who are looking to try and achieve a sense of balance?
I suppose really doing what you love can, from my perspective, I have a balanced life. For others, probably, they would say you need to have more fun. But working is fun for me. But then what I do like to do to find some relaxation is I love to build puzzles.
Really? Is that your thing? How many pieces?
Generally, anything from 1,500 to 3,000.
Whoa!
Yes, and I'm currently being challenged by a very, very difficult lion puzzle.
Do you have a special puzzle table? Is that your thing?
I do have a puzzle place, and my format in which I do my puzzle. So, yes.
Okay, very specific. Don't touch the puzzle pieces, okay? Hunty's still working on this one. I'm glad you've got that. And apart from the challenges of a puzzle, as you say, you're a woman who loves solving and finding solutions to challenges. Can you share a particular challenge that you, as a woman in your industry, faced in your journey and how you overcame it? As you say, you were kind of trailblazing in this field.
Yes, as I said right in the beginning, especially environmental management was not just unknown, but probably as we mentioned the words, there was major resistance to that. I recall there was a day that we were trying to speak to the operations manager, and he had a very thick accent, and he told me, "Oh, I think you're just a dolly bird running around doing some fluffy awareness."
Wow.
And yes, what I've learned from that is to, first of all, educate yourself.
Yeah.
And understand your world, but also try to understand their challenges and their operational needs and requirements. And also learned that get a bit of a thick skin.
Mm.
Do not take everything personal, because generally people are frustrated because they're struggling with their own situations.
Yeah.
And from my perspective is then to focus on how I can, looking at the facts, and bring the solutions to the things that's in my control.
Fantastic. And sometimes even would you say that being underestimated at the outset can be an advantage when you suddenly prove your ability to add value and suddenly you get cast in a new light? Have you found that throughout, well, certainly in the early days of your career, that people sort of didn't take you seriously and then suddenly they realize, wow, this is a force to be reckoned with here?
I think that because you are talking from a base of knowledge, but also with, I want to say, understanding and compassion, that people tend to then listen. And yes, sometimes they are actually surprised themselves that they are listening and willing to look at the solutions.
Beautiful thing. And if you're just catching the end of the tail end of this interview, we're chatting with Hunty Plomp, Managing Director at 004 Sustainable Solutions. And Hunty, this is an ever-evolving field that you operate in. What legacy do you hope to leave behind, both professionally and personally?
Yeah, I think professionally, it's really that the solutions that we are recommending will have a lasting benefit to people as well as the environment. That we will see improved sustainability where people can really enjoy life to the fullest with us still protecting the environment as well. And then from a personal point of view, really that people will know that I love God and that I looked with compassion as well as with knowledge towards what has been done and needed to be done, because I believe in the end it's really our relationships, love and caring, that will have the greatest impact and that people will remember most.
There you go. I think that's a wonderful note to end off on. And for anyone who's been listening to your interview and who thinks this is a lady I'd like to work with on making my organization more sustainable and meeting sustainability goals and challenges and solutions, how can folks get in touch with 004 Sustainable Solutions and you? And who would be the ideal kind of candidate to be working hand in hand with 004?
Thank you so much. Yes, we are easily available. We're situated within Belito, and we can be found on our website, www.004.com. We have all our contact numbers there. And yes, as we said, anyone that has any environmental challenges or that looks at improving environmental performance, improve their sustainability, I believe everyone there is the ideal candidate client for us as well.
Well, you're hearing it right here from Hunty Plomp herself, Director, Managing Director at 004 Sustainable Solutions. That's TRIPLO and the number 4004. Check out 4004.com for more information on this game-changing organization that continues to scoop awards and win accolades and praise and makes a sustainable difference, tangible difference in the way that organizations, big and small, operate and meet their own sustainability challenges. Hunty, more power to you. Onward and upward. We shouldn't just be putting a spotlight on dynamic women in the month of August. It should be a year-round thing. So I'm looking forward to having another chat with you again really soon, right here on Radio Life and Style. What do you say?
Thank you. Lovely. Looking forward to that.
You heard
have
it.
A great day.
Right back at you, Hunty. Getting you ready for Friday. Back to the music with Novo Amor.